From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin won another six-year term in Sunday's election that will make him the country's longest-serving leader behind Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. He thanked cheering supporters at a rally near the Kremlin, and he appealed for unity. Russian leader polled at about 76% of votes cast, with more than 60% voter turnout, a goal the Putin campaign had hoped to surpass, according to analyst Mark Italy of the University of Melbourne.
To get over 70% of the population to vote and get over 70% of them to vote for Putin. Now, over 70% have voted for Putin, but the participation rate is distinctly lower than they had hoped.
Meantime, members of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons arriving in Britain today to collect samples of the nerve gas agent used to poison former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, who remain hospitalized. Mr. Putin called accusations of Russian complicity rubbish. President Trump accusing now special counsel Robert Mueller of political bias in the investigation of the Trump 2016 election campaign and possible links to Russia and whether the president obstructed justice in trying to stop the probe. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, an estimated 60,000 people have fled ethnic violence in the country's northeast this year, with about half seeking refuge in the city of Bunia, the others escaping the violence to Uganda. Recurring violence has left 130 dead. This is VOA News. Turkish forces and their Syrian rebel allies swept into the northwestern Syrian town of Afrin. That happened Sunday, declaring full control after an eight-week campaign to drive out the Kurdish YPG forces. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced the events in Afrin.
Most of the terrorists have already fled with tails between their legs. Our special forces and members of the Free Syrian Army are cleaning the remains and the traps they left behind.
Syrian Kurds are threatening a new stepped-up guerrilla war following the Turkish incursion in Afrin, which is a Kurdish enclave. Turkey regards the YPG as part of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the guerrilla group that has been fighting for a separate Kurdish state that would include part of Turkey. Diplomatic activity continuing ahead of a possible U.S.-North Korean meeting. A North Korean official will be in Finland to sit down with former U.S. and South Korean officials. That followed 3 days of discussions between the North Koreans and the Swedish foreign ministers in Stockholm. Appearing on the CBS News program Face the Nation, South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa was asked if she had received any confirmation North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will sit down with President Trump.
Nothing publicly, but there is a channel of communication now established, so I'm sure there are back and forth messages. But I think the North Korean leader would also need some time, given the readiness with which President Trump has accepted the invitation to talks.
Kang said that while she is surprised at how quickly Mr. Trump accepted the idea of talks, it was a courageous move and Mr. Kim may be taking stock. She said South Korea is willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. Australians, and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, have agreed in a summit in Sydney to establish a regional infrastructure pipeline. Australia hosted the special ASEAN meeting despite not being a member of the 10-nation bloc, looking to tighten political and trade ties in a region where Chinese presence is growing stronger. A joint communique issued by Australia and ASEAN called for self-restraint in the South China Sea as well, where aggressive Chinese expansion has upset ASEAN members who also have territorial claims in the busy waterway. Liu He, a key economic advisor to China's President Xi Jinping, was elected by Parliament to be a vice premier, with Vice Central Bank Governor Yi Gang voted to take over the helm of the People's Bank of China.
That's the latest world news from VOA.